You are listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM. We're very proud to have a very special new show on the program. This is our debut, so please be gentle with us. This is the Wonderful World Radio Show, and we're going to start that for you right now.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hello, and welcome to A Wonderful World. Don't you wish someone said that to you when you first came to this world? Or maybe every morning for the rest of your life. Welcome to A Wonderful World. My name is Ruth Kirby, and this is a brand new show here on KSKQ Community Radio. I'm a brand new radio DJ, so I'm very happy to be here and be with you here this morning. I wanted to let you know what this show is kind of all about, the Wonderful World Show. The purpose of the show is really to uplift and inspire and to remember how wonderful our world really is. I know often we hear all about how all the awful things that are going on, and rather than not listen to those, because it's important to know what's going on to some degree, but also to balance out with what the other things that are going on. There's plenty of wonderful things going on all the time. And I also just believe that the more hopeful we are, and the more we really love our world, the more we are able to do something about continuing to make it a better place. So my purpose here is to help to uplift and inspire and to remind us all of the wonderful world that we are already living in. I'm going to do this on this radio show mainly through playing uplifting and inspiring music and also sharing news stories that are positive, uplifting, and inspiring. I know that oftentimes the news just chooses to let us know kind of mostly all the miserable and horrible things that are going on, and I would love to balance that out a bit with reminding all of us that also at the same time all kinds of great things are going on. I believe this is really helpful as a balancing thing. So onward to our experience of joy and wonder and loving our world, we're going to play our very first song of the show, which is called Rejoice, Dance, and Sing. It's by an artist named Kathy Zavada off her CD In Love Divine. She's from Mount Shasta, so she's kind of almost a local girl. So here we go with Rejoice, Dance, and Sing.
Rejoice, dance and sing, celebrate everything. Rejoice, dance and sing, celebrate everything. Glory, hallelujah. There brighter than the sun. It's brighter than the sun. It's brighter than the sun. And it's in everyone.
Hello, yes. Rejoice, dance, and sing. Celebrate everything. I love the message of that song. Thank you, Kathy Zavada, for that wonderful, inspiring music. Okay, we're ready for our first news item. And I wanted to let you know, too, that I get most of my news right now I'm getting from a website called Good News Network. And you can just look it up, www.goodnewsnetwork.org, could be .net, can't remember right now. But anyway, there's a website that's dedicated to gathering good news from all over the place, all different news sources, just all in one place. So you can go there and read about all kinds of wonderful things that are happening, all kinds of human interest stories, and just really positive. It's a wonderful website to have as your homepage. Okay, the first news item is titled, 40 Billionaires Pledge to Give Away Half of Wealth. So this is a news item that is about, comes from a while back, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, a couple billionaires, got together and made a pledge to give away over half of their wealth, more than half of their wealth. And they decided to extend that out, so they've kind of set out a challenge to billionaires all over the place to do the giving pledge, which is to pledge to give away to various charities and organizations at least half of their wealth. And so this news item is talking about that they've so far had 40 billionaires sign up and do the giving pledge that are planning to give away half of their wealth. One of the quotes from a couple of the people that I could mention is George Lucas is one of them, and of course Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller. A lot of these people I don't know personally. Yeah. But one of the things that I really liked was the quote that Warren Buffett said. He said if he was to use more than 1% of what he earned for his own self, to use for himself, that he wouldn't be improved at all. Like, he exists and lives on 1% of what he earns very comfortably and fabulously. And to add more to that just wouldn't improve his life any. But to take that 99% and give it away in the world has a huge power to make a difference in the world. And I just love that. There's kind of a level where you have enough, and having more doesn't improve things. So, but to give it away can improve the world huge. So I just love this, that there's this many billionaires at the moment who are planning to give away half of their wealth, if not more. And it sounds like Warren Buffett can give away 99% and still be totally comfortable. And the other thing I wanted to say about this news item that excites me is this reminds me that right now it feels to me like a lot of really groovy people have money. And that years and years ago, there was just the people that had the bulk of the wealth, in this country anyway, were kind of bankers maybe, or, you know, men in suits. It's kind of my vision of it. And these days we have entertainers, we have rock stars, we have sports people, we have people who have written books like Harry Potter, we have people who have created different things in computers. And I just have this really positive feeling about the money being distributed differently. So there's all these people that have a huge amount of money, but they're pretty groovy people, quite a few of them. And they're planning to give away a huge amount of money. So I'm excited about this news item, and I hope you are too. And that brings us to our next song, which is going to be by Jackie Wilson, Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher. Here we go.
Lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted
All right. That was Your Love is Lifting Me Higher by Jackie Wilson. And I was just wanted to comment that some of the types of music that I will be playing in here, there's going to be a lot of different styles. And there's kind of two elements that make a song inspiring for me. And one of them is the words, the content of what they're saying. And the other one is the music and how it makes you feel. If it makes you feel like dancing, makes you feel like jumping up and being happy. So that one is definitely in that category for me. It just has a really upbeat beat to it. Feels good to listen to. Jackie Wilson, Your Love is Lifting Me Higher. And also a great message. So both together is perfect. All right. Once again, you're listening to KSKQ Community Radio. And my name is Ruth Kirby, and this is the brand new show called Wonderful World. And we are partway into it. Welcome. We're glad you're listening. Okay, we're ready again for the next news item of the day. And as there are a couple different types of positive and inspiring music, there's also a few different types of inspiring news items. And this one is in the category of, it kind of challenges some predetermined ideas most people have. So this is a story about a pit bull, and I am pretty sure as soon as I said pit bull, you've imagined some horrific story of a pit bull ripping apart a kitten or something like that. But nope, this is an opposite type story to renew our faith in pit bulls as a challenge on this morning's show. So this story comes from Colorado. And it's a story of a woman who let her little tiny chihuahua out into the backyard. Well, she was in the morning. The dog wanted to go out. And she started to hear this chihuahua just screaming and crying. And so she ran out, and a coyote had come and grabbed it and started running with it across the field, grabbed the little chihuahua in his mouth. And so the owner was running after this little dog. And then, but partway across the field, the coyote dropped it and ran off. And the owner found out later why this happened. The two pit bulls that were her neighbor's dogs saw the coyote do this and gave chase and chased this coyote across the field until the coyote dropped the little dog. And then the two pit bulls sat with the little injured dog and waited until the owner could come and get the little dog. So they not only chased it off, they sat and waited and kept watch over this little dog, who was pretty badly injured, actually. Was taken to the hospital, had internal bleeding, but the little dog made it. So doing well. But I just thought that was a really wonderful story for us to challenge our preset determined ideas about things, that things aren't always one way. So here's a heartwarming story about pit bulls. Saving a little chihuahua from a coyote. Okay, we're going to... our next song that I'm going to be playing is actually in celebration of children, because I believe that children are really our teachers in this, around bringing back our joy and our faith in the world. If you look at the face of any child, pretty much, they're still pretty excited about the world and full of wonder about the world. So this next song, it comes from a CD called Creative World that is put together by Bunny Hull, an artist in L.A., out of L.A., and she works with children a lot, so it's her singing and children singing at the same time. A positive and uplifting message for us about our world and what's possible. So here we go with Creative World by Bunny Hull, number 12.
It's a creative world.
It's a creative world. You can do it if you put your mind to it. What a great message. I love that song. Very catchy, too. Later today, you'll find yourself singing, "It's a creative world." Okay, and it's true. We are creating our world, so we get to create it how we want it, and that may be hard for some people to believe, but it's really, really true. Okay. Time for our third item, and because I played this song particularly because my third item has to do with children, and this comes from Waukesha, we think that's how it's pronounced, Waukesha, Wisconsin, or Waukesha, Wisconsin. A man named Jim Pfeiffer walked to his car that was parked at the YMCA, and he never expected to find something for him on his windshield. What he found was a note written by a child with a dollar attached to it. The note read, "This is a dollar I made doing my chores, and I wanted to do something special with it, so I'm giving it to you. God loves you. My name is Joshua. I'm 7 years old." Upon reading the note, he took it into the YMCA and donated the dollar, along with $10 of his own, to the YMCA's Strong Kids campaign. Then, at a fundraiser, he told the story, and checks of donations started pouring in. The $1 he found soon turned into $3,000, and it was all because of Joshua's idea to pay it forward. I love this story. Just so, when you think of, well, like we were talking earlier about the billionaires donating half of their wealth, well, for a 7-year-old, a dollar is a huge amount. And for this child to decide to put it on somebody, an unknown person's windshield and donate it in that way, it's just a wonderful thing. And then, of course, the person who found it, rather than just doing, you know, pocketing it and going, oh, went in and was inspired to donate more of his own money and then tell the story later and create even more of a donation. So that $1 turned into $3,000 for the YMCA. And also, the rest of the story is that they eventually, the kindergarten teacher of this Joshua recognized his handwriting when his note was published in the paper, and they arranged a meeting of the man with the little boy. So he got to meet the person who he left the note for on the windshield and thank him, and, you know, the man was able to thank him for all what he had done. So that was really cool. And if you're not familiar with the idea of pay it forward, it's time you were, because it's a really great idea. And there, it came kind of into everybody's awareness through a book called Pay It Forward, which eventually was made into a movie. And just let you know, the book is 10 times better than the movie, by far, like exceedingly. Like, go get the book and read the book and forget the movie, because it's incredible. The story is much better told in the book, and the movie makes it all Hollywood and puts in all kinds of drama that didn't need to be there. And it's a wonderful story, and the idea of paying it forward instead of paying it back. So when someone does a wonderful thing for you, instead of paying them back and doing something wonderful, you just extend it out to someone else and do something wonderful for somebody else. It can be tiny, random acts of kindness, but it's amazing how it feels to receive such a thing. It really does help to inspire hope in all sorts of people. Okay. And I think before I end with my ending quote, Jason's going to share.
Sure. I just want to bring up the mic and thank you, Ruth, for coming in. I think you're on a really good format here. The good news and the good music, perfect way to enjoy a Friday morning. And I'm also pleased to say that you're going to be a guest on my show next week. It's Whistling in the Dark. That's on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And we're going to be talking about more of the good news and how we can seek the light in these dark times and work together to create a sustainable and a future for ourselves and our children. So I wanted to thank you for coming in and sharing your words, and thank you in advance for being a guest next week.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be wonderful. So you can all tune in on Tuesday, and we'll talk together about bringing light into the dark. Sounds fabulous.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I'd like to end our show, The Wonderful World Show, today with a quote. I'm going to be bringing in a quote every week. This one is from E.B. White, as you all recognize, as the author of Charlotte's Web and a variety of other wonderful books. And this is the quote. It says, "I arise in the morning, torn between a desire to improve the world and a desire to enjoy the world. This makes it hard to plan the day." That's the quote. Made me smile. And one of the things I just wanted to say about that quote is, in my belief, we'll do both. A little of both. We'll work to improve the world, but we also want to enjoy the world along the way. So thanks again for listening. This is Ruth Kirby, sending a wish for all of us to experience our wonderful world every day. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
White, the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. Them grow, they learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.